Forgiveness and blessing. Matthew 6, verse 12. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Verse 14. For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. This is a testimony about my personal journey of forgiveness following the breakdown of my marriage and the blessings that have occurred, the deeper and the wider the forgiveness has progressed. Let me tell you about me in 2005. I met my husband when we were 16 and we were married 9 years later. We had 2 children. Having had no upbringing in the church on either side, we were saved as a family in 1999. As a family unit, we were founder members of this church. And after 24 years together, 16 of them married, I truly believed I was married for life. Let me tell you about the hurt. Like every marriage, we found our challenges and difficulties. We attended the marriage course, we had work difficulties and financial worries. But that summer, my husband had an affair that tipped the balance and ultimately resulted in the breakdown of the marriage. The children were 11 and 13. This, in and of itself, was devastating. However, it was made more complicated as the other person involved was actually a member of our wider family. So, just like a rock being dumped into a still pond, the ripple effect touched every aspect of my life, but also had a deep impact on many others. First, and most obvious, were our children. Then there was my immediate family. Then there was the wider family. And of course, there was our church family. Let me share with you my journey of forgiveness. In 2005 at Hope, we were just starting to hear and learn about living free teaching. So, in a place of absolute raw pain, I signed up to attend my first course and received my first original design prayer. God set my healing in progress, focusing my mind in 2 areas. First, He showed me that I could praise Him through all circumstances. So I joined a worship band on Sundays, set my car aside as my worship altar. And by that, I mean that as a single mum, every day on my commute between Bristol and Cardiff, I used the time to praise and worship and pray. I would also come to the prayer centre early in the morning to sing. Just me and God. Worship became my default place to find peace. Second, because of the teaching, I began to really understand and have my eyes opened to what was going on in and around me, showing me all about learned behaviours and strongholds and unbelief and soul ties, and importantly, forgiveness. I also learned about repentance. I began to understand and establish that forgiveness has many, many layers. In this case, it wasn't just about me simply forgiving my husband. It was about unpacking and understanding the hurt, how things like my own actions and strongholds had contributed and impacted the situation, learning to start to walk in repentance for my own forgiveness and freedom. Every time I faced a new challenge or a revelation as the divorce progressed, at times when I was so broken I was not sure I was able to go on, praising the Lord always gave me strength and hope. I clung to a phrase from a children's book, "We're going on a bear hunt." The crux being, I can't go over it, I can't go under it, I can't go around it. I have to go through it. And as I worked through the many situations, circumstances, feelings and emotions, God was always with me, and I made it to the other side. So, to my purpose and original design. In 2007, I had reached a point where the opposition was immense, and I remember shouting to God and saying, "Satan, thus far and no further." So I went for freedom prayer, the repentance prayer that Andrew spoke of on Sunday. I did this after my divorce became absolute. At the end of the session, I was given words and encouragements of what my life looked like to walk in my new freedom. One of these encouragements was a picture that described and appointed me as a gatekeeper for my family. At the time, none of my immediate family were saved or believed in any way. My purpose was as a gatekeeper to intercede on their behalf. Just like Nehemiah, my own gate and section of the wall. So, equipped with the tools of freedom prayer, I began covering my family. I have survived the last 15 years. Over those years, there have been a few oases in the journey, but there have been, and I am sure, always will be something else that exposes another layer. The things I'm talking about are like when my ex-husband announced that he was getting married and when he got married. When my son wanted to live with his dad and not me any longer. When he had more children. When we had family weddings and gatherings and all of my beloved people came together, and there were many. At one point, 5 years in, I realised how much my own healing had progressed, that I was moving forward with my forgiveness, but actually most people around me who had either been directly hurt or because they were walking alongside me and therefore had taken on my hurt as their own, feeling injustice at my situation, these people were not able to move forward themselves. They had become stuck in their own unforgiveness. This resulted in many conversations on my part, needing to show that I had genuinely forgiven my ex-husband and his wife, and effectively giving all of these people permission to move on. Because their continued unforgiveness was potentially actually holding me back and keeping me in a place of hurt. So, just as the ripples of hurt had happened, so did the ripples of forgiveness and healing and reconciliation began to occur. Now to the blessings. I have a peaceful and restored relationship with my ex-husband. I have an incredible relationship with both my daughter and my son. Very tough at times, but now so extremely strong and deep, especially these last 3 years where I've been undergoing cancer treatments. My children have two little brothers who adore them. And due to my cancers, have worked through so much with their dad and have worked through their own forgiveness and received healing to an overwhelming level. I have seen relationships caught in the ripples improving and also some of which have healed. My cancers enabled many opportunities to address and process a lot of the hurt with my family. And finally, last year, both my parents and my father-in-law passed away close together. We were able to come together again as a family unit and really demonstrate forgiveness in action. There are still relationships that may never be fully healed, but the 24 years we were together were shown in love and reconnection at those three funerals, saying goodbye to those closest to us, those we loved. The healing continues, and I can say that forgiveness can smash the biggest and the deepest strongholds. Finally, I finish with two encouragements. In the original design Zoom call last week, God confirmed my purpose as a role of gatekeeper. Through two different people in lockdown, I have set my tabernacle and pray for each member of my family and friends daily. They saw this. When I sat down 15 years ago with my 13-year-old daughter to tell her about her dad and I, she looked at me and said, "Mum, God works all things together for good for those who hope in the Lord." That was God speaking through her. The actual verse is in Romans 8, verse 28, and in the NIV it is headed, "More than conquerors." The verse is this: "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him and who have been called according to his purpose." So, forgiveness starts with you. It may take many years and have many layers, but the healing will come, and so will the blessing.